up, everybody? This is MMA Fight Music producer Mikey Ruckus, and you are listening to another edition of WMMA Jam Live with your hosts, Vanessa and Sabrina Borquez. Be sure to tune in every Friday at 3 p.m. Pacific Standard Time at blogtalkradio.com/MMA Jam, and be sure to follow on Twitter for live news and updates at WMMA Jam Live.
Hey, fight fans, welcome to WMMA Jam Live. I am your host, Vanessa, along with my co-host, Sabrina. Sabrina, say hello.
Hello.
It is Sunday. Do not listen to our song. Join Vanessa and Sabrina every Friday. Remember that?
Like one
I know. But we are here. It's Sunday. Football's happening. Cowboys already won. Zoe was saying that in the room.
Yeah.
After calling it soccer a couple times, but then she got the gist. UFC Vancouver went down yesterday. Gaethje versus Cowboy Cerrone. Invicta, the Phoenix Series 2, went down on Friday, right? Or was it last week? Yeah.
Oh, that's what I was thinking.
Last weekend.
Yeah. We were going to do a show last night, you know, because sometimes in the moment you're like, we try not to talk about it so that we could talk about it on here, but it's so hard not to.
Sure.
Oh. Let's see. So, we'll start off Invicta. Phoenix Rising 2 went down last weekend. Miranda Maverick ended up taking the win in that one. What was it? What did you say? UFC 242.
Yeah.
All right, let's see how that goes. Sorry. Using family is here. Abu Dhabi, that's right.
Abu Dhabi.
Abu Dhabi.
Apparently it was super hot.
Oh, my gosh.
The most hotness ever.
Yeah, I heard, like, they had air conditioning or whatever in the rooms, and when they heard how hot it was, like, someone had turned theirs off so they could get used to it.
You have to.
Yeah, there's no way. Imagine going from an air-conditioned room to straight Abu fucking Dhabi heat, and it's packed, and you're going to fight. I can imagine. That must be so hard. I mean, for them, they're like, what's up?
It's normal. Like,
it's a beautiful night.
This is a cool day.
Sweater weather.
Imagine.
That's crazy. But did you see all of it? Won't we keep playing here?
Yes? I watched the whole main card, yeah. Now that I think about it.
Well, other than the playing, did you see the Paul Felder?
I did. I actually thought Barboza won that fight. I didn't think Felder won that fight.
I don't think I saw it.
That one went all the way, right? Yeah.
It was a decision. I think it was a split though. Maybe, but I would pick Barboza. Like that was the ref or the
Yeah. I just saw the Khabib Poirier fight. I know you're a huge Poirier fan. How do you feel about that one?
You know, I really thought he was going to pull it off. I thought it was just, like, the perfect story. And, you know, Khabib was just, when you see him, like, handling people, you're just, like, so solid. Ease.
Yeah. It's just, it comes a lot more naturally for him or something, you know? Like, I don't know. He definitely looks like a different type of fighter in there, and that's what kind of gets you excited. You're like, dang, like,
I'm giving the wrong number. Grab him.
Oof. Bring it on over.
Actually, I've never ordered Ding tea.
Oh, that's weird. Maybe there's any Grubhub orders.
Never used Grubhub or anything.
Oh, yeah, Khabib and Poirier.
Here's my deal.
Uh-huh.
Obviously, Khabib is probably the best, one of the best ever. Never lost. I am not a fan of the way that I can respect it.
Yeah.
And all that.
Because obviously it's working.
I appreciate it. And it's amazing work, like, stuff, you know. It's just, you're like, whoa, it's cool for what he's doing. It doesn't excite me.
No.
No. And it was so sad to see Dustin, like, cry.
Oh, my God.
And
he was really, like, heartbroken about it. Like, I feel like he really got, like, obviously he was crying and apologized. And just, like, was having a moment, you know. He was really beating himself up with this loss.
He's been on a roll. And just Khabib is just a totally different animal. He does it to everybody. You haven't even really seen anyone come close. You know, and then I was like, dang, how good is Ally Aquinta then? Because he went 3 rounds with him. Or, no. Maybe 5. Pretty sure it was a decision fight. I'm sure. Is that how he got the belt? I think that's how he got the belt. Anyways, so, with that said, though, Khabib's 29, just turned 30, I think, this year? Holy shit. You have to give that guy so much credit for as much pressure that was put on him. Like, and he did it. And I think that's why he was so excited when he won, and he jumped out of the cage and hugged Dana.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, went and celebrated. Because, like, you think about it, like, all of Russia... a lot of that area, because they're closer to it.
Yeah.
All the Abu Dhabi people are cheering for him. You know what I mean? Cause, it's just because he's Muslim. So all the Muslims, right? All Muslims, all Russians. You even got, like the head dictator that nobody likes over there. Who got the fights for him.
That's crazy.
I mean, you had straight killers.
Oh, my God. And that's just for one person.
Yeah.
Like, he's able to grab the...
And his dad was finally there for the first time. And that's why I was like, all right, this is too much.
Yeah. He's too distracted. There's too many people.
He had an entourage with him. He was rolling deep. Like, if he would have lost, that's why I thought...
Yeah.
You know, Poirier's just there with a small team.
He didn't have to worry about the stress of trying to impress everybody.
And
get
his
it.
Little daughter's toy on his hanging on his backpack. And, but, man, even to me, was like, you know, there was a lot on my shoulders. Like, when you really look at it, like, because they showed everybody cheering, and you're just like, oh, wow, like ugh.
Yeah.
During, too.
Good for you, Khabib. It's crazy to get that type of chant going.
Mm-hmm.
It's not too familiar when the MMA fans, like, chant the person's name, you know? So that's when you know, yeah, there's a lot of people.
I think there was
behind.
Some video... I'm not sure if it was legit, but like, of like Russia celebrating, you know.
Oh, man.
That's just crazy to have. Because I don't know, I feel like, but Dustin, right? If you think about it, if you're going to go, like, how I'm going with Khabib, he had the weight of the United States on him. Yeah? But, like, I don't ever look at it like that for American
people. I know. It's so weird. I was just thinking that, too. I was like, oh, I've never even heard it like that before. And I even though I'm like, fuck yeah, America, like, I think it didn't sound the same.
You know what just popped in my head? You know what I think it is? We're not all really like, oh, America only, but Russians, like, fucking Russia, like,
you
represent,
don't fuck around,
yeah. And whereas, like, there's probably a lot of Americans that were Khabib fans.
Exactly,
you know?
Yeah.
Like,
more likely.
You're not going to go to Russia and find a fucking Poirier fan.
Exactly. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a different kind of team pride.
Mm-hmm.
For sure.
But I was just like, when I started thinking about like everything that was on his shoulders and like the fact that he won it, I was like, wow, I can't even imagine what that feels. Because like, there's times where he has to be alone, right? So when he goes to take a shower, he looks in the mirror and he's like, oh, fuck, I can't believe I pulled that off. You know, like, I wonder
if he stood out there in front of all of them.
Yeah.
And did it. And he's young, too.
Yeah, just turned 30.
But that's the thing with a lot of these guys who are really good at this. It's a catch them young,
mm-hmm.
you know? But, yeah, when I picture him, I definitely see that more of, like, a solid, like, he's got this move. This, he's
mm-hmm.
got, he's already got this down. You know? Like,
I think,
stands in there so solid and does what it is that he's attempting to do, you know? That it's nice.
They say he's not going to do too many more fights.
Which is crazy.
But he's also had a lot.
Yeah.
He just hasn't been champion for a long time. Like, he's been winning for a long time, but he hasn't been champion for a long time.
Yeah.
And I think if he only does two more fights, like they're saying, I think he does. He has to fight Tony Ferguson. I think that's the real fight. You can't not fight Tony Ferguson and go home, like, and say that you took the whole division out. You can't. If you beat Tony, then you can be like, I won. I cleaned out the division. There's nothing more to prove. Then he gets the GSP fight.
Mm-hmm.
And that would be interesting because, like, grappling one. And then he goes and he runs off into the not sunset. Because as I was saying, I realized Russia doesn't get too much sun.
Right
off into the gray.
Right. Yeah, that's just crazy. You don't realize, because they seem so young, but some of these guys have been going nonstop for a long time. They've been doing this for a long time.
Well, wrestling,
we just barely seen them.
Wrestling-wise, could he've been doing it since he was a baby? That's the difference.
That's
I would crazy. Not. Like, imagine just, like, every day of your life since you were a kid.
Yeah, that is lame,
you
know?
You'd be burnt out.
I mean, I think naturally when I think of Russians, I imagine that that's how they live anyways. From birth, they're trained to, like, fuck shit up. Like,
wear track pants and fuck them.
Yeah, for sure.
But, yeah, that's how I feel. Like, that's how I feel like it's going to go for him. But he has to beat Tony. I don't know if he beats Tony. Sorry, Tom.
I seen this video of this, I don't know if you've seen it, it's stupid. I don't usually, you know,
mm-hmm.
somebody had tweeted it and said, like, you miss 100% of the shots you don't take.
Wayne Gretzky.
But then there was a video of this kid,
mm-hmm.
this boy walking up to this guy and this girl. They're, like, all teenagers. They're walking into, like, a restaurant or something. And he stops the girl, his friend's, like, recording from behind. He's like, excuse me, he's like, I'm sorry, I just have to ask you. He's like, ever since my eyes, like, ever since I saw you, like, I love you, or something like that. And the girl's boyfriend, I'm guessing, had, like, slippery, took a drink, put it down, stalked the guy in the face. The best part about it is the guy who did that, who stalked him in the face, was wearing overalls and a yellow and white striped shirt. And this is, like, the 17-year-old, 16, you know, but
mm-hmm.
I was just like, what the fuck is he wearing? But the fact that, like, he didn't even, he's like, oh, okay, seriously talk to my girlfriend like that, you know, just put
mm-hmm.
his drink down and, like, hit him. I was like, oh, shit. Like, what? The girl, too, was just like, like, mistake.
Yeah.
she already turned around and, like, started walking in, like, she already knew what was going to happen. That was the best in his outfit because he reminds you of, like, a Chucky.
A Chucky. Yeah, so what were we? Last night.
I watched.
I feel like I had it on. But I wasn't. I was watching, but I wasn't, like, I can't tell you who else won.
Yeah. Did you see the guy? You're talking about Vancouver, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So, the Ferreira or whatever, the guy who's jumping around in there.
Okay.
Did you watch this fight? I would imagine you would remember because he's literally in there doing cartwheels. Jumping off the fence, doing cartwheels.
I think I went to go look
around. Oh my gosh.
Did he win?
Okay, so no, because I remember I think Laura Sanko or whatever was like flipping his way to a loss, like a big old L, you know? But it was like ridiculous nonstop backflip.
Oh,
like,
yeah, because then they're like, oh, don't you think he wasted all his energy? It took him 6 minutes to get into the cage.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. I did see that.
Not only that guy fucking...
I just didn't see them come in.
They got, a bonus for their fight, but that guy lost
by one.
So his guy got all the money anyway.
Nice.
And that guy was, late replacement.
And he was like, next time, at least give me 6 days.
Yeah.
I can't see that fight, yeah.
And he got the whole $100,000 bonus because this fucking... living that your missed weight.
Well,
you're
missing out not only half your money in general,
uh-huh.
but also $50,000 for 1 pound.
Yes.
Oh,
1 pound. You missed the weight. But and then you went in there acting like that. Even after you missed weight, you know, like what were you doing?
I hope he fails with that in his dick. Like, you know what I mean? Like,
that's ridiculous.
You reminded me of something, and then I lost it. Yeah, I lost it, so.
Yeah, but, fucking Vancouver. Okay, so, let's see. Did you see the Glover?
Oh, I remember. So, the Carlos Jr. fight?
Okay.
Jr. was fighting...
Uriah Hall?
And Uriah Hall won that fight. I don't think he won that fight. Even he was surprised.
Yeah.
Because one round, the guy was on him pretty much the whole time, like on the ground.
That's true. So it went all the way.
That fight made me miss jiu-jitsu, but apparently his nickname is fucking Shoeface.
Why?
But also, they kept using his nickname.
Oh, cool.
They'd be like, oh, they got Shoeface over there. And it's like, well, look at what Shoeface is doing. And then I was like, why do they keep calling him Shoeface, though? Can you imagine? I was like, oh, hey, what's up? I'm Sabrina. What's your name? Shoeface. What the fuck?
That's of all the things. But the fact that they kept using it. Like, you don't usually
what
call
does Shoeface mean?
I don't know.
Individually, I get it. That's one word. No. Just saying.
That's funny. How do I get out of
this? So, yeah, last night, I was excited. I was so excited for that fight. You know, UFC has been putting on, even if it's just the main event, some bangers. And, man, I was so excited for that fight. And I kind of knew what was going to happen. But
the Cowboy?
Yeah. But obviously, you Cowboy to win.
Yeah.
But I knew what was going to happen. I knew this was going to happen. It made me so sad for some reason. Maybe because I ate a special cookie. But, I was just like, dang, as much as I love Cerrone.
Wake up.
Sorry. I love Cerrone.
Yeah.
And all that. But especially for some reason after that fight last night, I was just like, he's never gonna get a chance for that belt. This is just the one that I was like, there's no chance after this. Now there's a bunch of fun fights he can put on and still be the best, he has most of the records, but, still be about it. But, he's not. You know, because you want Cerrone, even if it's for one fight, to have the belt.
Oh, yeah.
You know? He's already the people's champ now. And I think you can't be both. Right? Like, you can't be the people's champ and, because really, who is? You can say Connor, but he's not really the people's champ. Like, we all like to watch him fight, but the fact that he doesn't really fight.
I'm very super. Okay, well,
like, Nick
we'll
Diaz,
talk about it after. But.
Nick Diaz is the people's champ.
Yeah, so you're like, people forget. They don't even pay attention to, like, when it comes to Diaz, period, they don't pay attention to their record. To them, they're just like, oh shit, they're coming back. Title fight. Who's going to be? You're like, wait,
they're
a minute,
always,
but.
Yeah, they're always like, Diaz hasn't fought in like 4 or 5 years.
Yeah.
But I would watch it.
Yeah.
Like, I just think, like,
I was.
Because
so
if Jones
sorry.
Wasn't the champ, uh-huh. he still did all this stuff. Would you consider him the people's champ? Because a lot of people don't like him because of all the outside stuff.
Yeah.
So he couldn't be the people's champ. Cormier. People like him. A lot of people like him, but no one.
Yeah.
So I think Cerrone.
I was so excited last night. Like, I came out and literally got like,
mm-hmm.
I meant it so much, I couldn't help it.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, sat down, so excited, and he's coming out. I always get excited for Cerrone. He fought so much.
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't, like, I'm not in the loop. You know, it's been a while. I haven't been paying attention. So us doing these shows, it's finally bringing it back. These fights lately, like you said, even if it's just one fight on the card, like, they've been fights that get me excited where I'm like, okay, I'm liking this again. Like, I can get, you know, pay more attention. But I did notice, also, I was going to say, so I didn't know that they were such good friends fighting going into this.
Mm-hmm.
I thought that, what's the name? Oh, Gaethje?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he definitely looked like, I don't know, going into it, like, he's going in strong with this one, you know? And I didn't know if that, because when I looked at Cerrone, it just seems a little different. He seems a little more awkward in the way that he, like, carried himself, his stance and stuff, that just seemed different from what I was used to seeing from him.
Mm-hmm.
And not in any mean way, but you see a little of that Roxanne Monastery, that awkward, like,
mm-hmm.
you know what I'm saying? And I was like, okay, maybe it's just the fight style of Gaethje that's kind of throwing him off, and he's trying to be ready for it. And then they started explaining about how with Cerrone, they feel like with more skilled fighters, he does a better job, but with these
mm-hmm.
all-over-the-place fighters, he's not ready.
Yeah.
So I thought maybe that was that. And then I realized after the fight that they were friends. But that's what I was going to ask you last night. I was like, I felt like he looked like a different fighter in there yesterday. Did you see the same thing, or were you the same role?
I don't know if I saw that he was too off. I just know Justin Gaethje is really good.
No, yeah, he looked great.
I knew,
but I thought, that's why I thought maybe that's what was throwing Cerrone off. Maybe it was just a different type of fighter for him. But I don't know. It just seemed a little different for me, not saying, you know, anything, but.
You know, I knew that it, because Justin Gaethje is really hard to put away. Even the horrors, even he goes into zombie mode, and he fucking just stays up somehow. And I just knew that Cowboy's not that guy to put someone like that away.
Uh-huh.
He'd have to, like, outpoint him.
Yeah.
But you're not going to go 5 rounds with Gaethje. Maybe 3. You're not going to go 5. So I knew, like, this is not going to end well for Cowboy. But how do you feel about the stoppage?
As far as, like, being...
Well, because Cowboy, like, protested it a little
bit. Yeah, well...
I
love Cowboy.
It was perfect.
I think that it... I think he even gave him a chance. Like, oh, shit, you know?
That's the whole friendship, where the friendship part came in. Because, like, Gaethje, he didn't want to keep hitting him.
Yeah.
but the ref didn't want to call it.
Yeah.
That's where I'm saying it was like you thought the ref was going to, so he stopped, but then he didn't. So he had to hit him again.
Yeah.
And then you thought the ref was going to, you know.
Because normally Gaethje will just go and then they have to, you have to stop him.
Yeah.
So that's what I'm saying. Like, that's what Cowboy doesn't get. Like, Gaethje was going easy on you. Right,
yeah.
Now.
He was given the extra opportunity to keep swinging,
mm-hmm.
you know, because it hadn't been stopped. I think just because it's Cowboy, of course, you don't want to get stopped like that.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't think he realized because, I mean, we've seen this. I could not stop laughing. It's so bad. But he was, like, still, like, going for him, looking at straight at the eyes, like crawling back up, like a zombie.
Weird
like,
and shit.
Yeah, like, and then after, like, what are you talking about? And then, like, like, his
yeah,
legs like, flip from under him. Like, I'm fine. I don't see what's going on here.
Yeah, I thought it was fine.
It definitely all went the way, you know, I think it was.
And then, obviously, Gaethje wants the winner of Khabib, Tony. And I think he gets it. He deserves it. My thing is, again, I really want Tony Ferguson to win this fight just because I think Tony's an awesome fighter, local boy. Just, I think the division would be funner with Tony as the champion more than Khabib, because everybody already knows what's going to happen. And I get it. Like, okay, that's not his fault. But, you know, like, I'm in it for the excitement.
Yeah.
And I think anybody versus Tony Ferguson is fun. You know?
It's so weird. Somebody had put, I have a weird feeling Cowboy goes to Bellator.
Maybe.
But
see, I don't
think he continues. I think it's going to be here. And it's either going to be soon or maybe.
I don't think he's done. But I don't think he goes to Bellator. I think
But that's what I'm saying. It's almost like a waste of time. It's kind of like, well, he may not be done right this minute, but it's going to be coming up and you might as well finish it there, because I don't think there's a problem for Cowboy in the UFC.
No, and then the thing with Cowboy is he's one of the one fighters that does get outside sponsors, you know, the Gatorade and P3 packs, Budweiser.
My goodness.
For those reasons, there's no reason for him to go.
Yeah.
For someone else who can't get sponsors like that, yes. Because sponsor money, but
it's one thing to even just have one of those sponsors.
Budweiser? Because not only you get the money, you get the free beer. Slang beer! You get free beer, even if it's, like, cheaper, like, $10 for the 36 packs. Still making money off something you didn't buy. But I don't think he's done. I just think that he should just take the fights he wants to take now.
Yeah.
He's owed that. No, obviously not be, like, the championship fights, but, like, you know, someone he's always wanted to fight, that's kind of, like, he should pop up and go fight Carlos Condit. I'd watch him fight Carlos Condit.
Okay.
They're both kind of at the end of their careers. Both good fighters. You know, and then with Tony if Tony fights, because you've been seeing, like, did you see that picture when Tony fought Donald, how they showed, like, all Tony's past, like, five opponents, and they've all been bloodied up.
I don't know if I've seen it all.
For some reason, he makes all his guys bleed that he's fought.
Okay.
And so, like, for me, that means he's not taking you down. He's going to, you know, stand up.
It's a beating.
So
yeah,
it's
going
to be fun to see him versus Justin Gaethje. Either of them fighting Khabib.
That's true, because it is going to be more of that street fight.
No one's taking nobody down in that fight.
Yeah, you're going all out. And they both have that about them. Where they're like, it's like throw down type of fight. Tony Ferguson anyways.
I don't remember the name of the guy who was commentating last night with Cormier. Oh my gosh. He was like, they're standing, and they come in and they're outside of the cage and they're standing up talking to the He's all like, I'm here with former double champ, like, Daniel Cormier. I was like, dang, you did him like that? You said it to his face like that? He's still a champ. Technically, in 205, technically.
But, yeah, it always amazes me when they, like, bring people out.
They're
like...
But right now, it's not even... because he's a fighter that he's right there, it's because it's his job. He's a commentator. So you should be
yeah.
like, Daniel Cormier. You know, like.
That reminded me of, like, there was a tweet I saw of it was a football player. It said, like, 4 sacks today, number 8, leading in number of times you've been sacked, you know, like, and they had him there and all down the bottom, which is, like, talking all that shit. I was like, dang. Marla, who
just right. And he did that shit to his face. He did that shit to his face. I was
that's
like,
messed up. How do you, oh, thanks, Bob. You know, like,
thank you, former couch surfer Bob. Fuck you, you haven't done shit in your life.
That's crazy. I was just like, wow. I don't know. It always amazes me what the people who get opportunities to talk to these people say anyways. So it's like, I'm not surprised. Did you see that video from Bellator 226, that guy who broke his leg?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Albert Gonzalez, he broke his leg. That shit looked like it stretched out. Like, it just, whoosh, like, grew once it broke off. That, oh, my God, that was sick.
Dude, that's so gross.
You know,
oh, you know the cool thing about sorry.
No.
Khabib, Poirier fight. Did you see how they switched shirts?
I did. Yeah.
And then Khabib was like, "I'm gonna sell this, and then give you all the money, and sell you this one, and get all the money too."
Yeah.
And I was like, "Oh, that's dope."
Yeah, that was really cool. I know that Poirier's been doing that, the Good Fight Foundation, and recently they've teamed up with Fight for the Forgotten. So I think that's what all this one was going towards right now. So that was really cool. I love when people in the spotlight like that take the opportunity to, like, do it for something that matters.
Mm-hmm.
Like, he knows. Who knows? Did he do it already? Did they say, like?
No, they haven't said it.
Because I wonder how much he's going to get for that. They're going to get for this.
I think he something already. You know, they're saying, though, too, the best fight for Gaethje next, because Tony and Khabib hasn't even been booked yet. I know that Khabib wants a little time to rest.
Okay.
So why sit around, you know?
Yeah, for sure.
Fucking Conor. And I was like, that makes sense. Because Conor shouldn't fight for the belt,
uh-huh.
right?
Wait, Conor and who?
Gaethje.
Okay.
But Conor wants to fight for the belt. You have to give him at least one fight. People always say, you have to at least win one fight.
Mm-hmm.
They're both going to stand and fight. No one's going to take each other down in that fight.
Yeah.
And then, and Conor needs someone to stand with him.
I just
He needs someone to stand with him because that's how he gets the fans back.
Yeah. Because he will put on a good fight.
Mm-hmm.
The one thing about Conor is, no matter how he fucking seems, when he gets in there and fights, and, like, no matter which way it goes, he's such a different person at the end of the fight, you know? Like, with the person to, like, humble and like, grateful for that experience, I guess you could say. But I just don't... I feel like talking about Conor is, like, pointless. Like, I don't know what's going on with him, so it's like, if he doesn't want it, I don't want it. You know? Like, I don't know.
He's saying things. When Khabib won, he said, book my rematch from Moscow. You know, he keeps saying things. Like, he wants back.
But that's what
he broke his left hand not too long ago, so I don't know if he's still recovering. Because
uh-huh.
I also just read something that they tried to make the Gaethje fight with him, and they were both down, but he broke his hand.
Yeah.
This is the perfect. Right now, his star's never been bigger, Justin Gaethje. He just beat Donald Cerrone.
Yeah.
He could beat Khabib, he could beat Tony, and people would be like, But if you beat Donald Cerrone, because so many eyes are on Donald Cerrone, because he's a fan favorite.
Yeah, for sure.
People are going to know who you are. And then Conor. And in the this week, he's been talking shit on Conor. He's like, you're a piece of shit dad, husband, son, like, all these things. So, like, there is a story there.
That's crazy. I don't know, yeah. Like I said, it's just all, like,
dependent on Connor, I guess, but you don't want it, I don't want it. I wish there was more of that, you know, because he is a talented fighter, you know, like he is fun.
Mm-hmm.
He makes it exciting. He made shit real exciting, you know, at one point. So it sucks that, I don't know, he's been missing and just kind of fucking up and
mm-hmm.
it's such a waste. Cyborg. Signed to Bellator. It's kind of crazy. I don't know. All the, like, shots she kind of takes at Dana all the time, or, like, the UFC. Even when she joined Bellator. Do you see where it's like, are you tired of seeing whoever on, like, on the records and dancing in the background?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And I just thought of P. Diddy. I'll take a minute. I was like, damn. Still think so. But I did hear that she's supposed to fight Julia Budd.
Okay.
For the featherweight title in her debut. I didn't catch like when that's supposed to happen, but that's the update on Cyborg. And they've definitely shown a lot more love towards her already.
Mm-hmm.
You know, even just trying to get her once they found out that the UFC was letting her go. They were doing a lot of like videos and pictures and welcome and all this stuff for her. So it's interesting to see how it goes over there. Like how she does over at Bellator. So we'll see where this takes her. There's more people.
I mean, honestly,
if they stick around, she's there.
No, we were just like, oh, everyone's afraid. Like, no one's a match for her, but then she lost, so you can't say no. Everybody but Noon doesn't stand a chance.
I didn't think Noon's could do it, but she looked fucking amazing, and she did, and it happened, because that's the fight game. But I still think everybody's...
I don't think she wins every single time. I think, you know, if they fight 10 times, Noon doesn't win every 10.
Yeah, for sure.
I just can't get on the Noon's band.
It's so hard, and it's funny because she's been making the people that she's been getting, it's been nice.
Oh, yeah.
It looks so nice, but it still isn't enough to, like, turn me for some reason.
Yeah, I don't know what it is, man. I just can't get on. There's nobody right now where I'm just like, Yeah.
The women. Like, what?
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, what is. And even that, not, you know, I'm happy that Cyborg is in Bellator. I'm excited because there are more, there's already fighters there. There's already a division. They've already been doing their thing.
You know, I don't like how Ronda's been acting like she's the mother of women's MMA. Like, she made it. You made it popular. I'll give you that.
Yeah.
You didn't make it. It's not on... People aren't riding on your coattails. Or, you know, walking down the trail that you made. You know, that's the trail that, like, Julie Kedzie, Gina Carano, you know, Tommy Evinger, Cyborg.
That's a...
You know, started to make. You just made it the cool place to hike.
Yeah.
Oh. She was like, what is
she doing talking about? I always feel like, what are you talking about, MMA? Stay in your lane.
Make a baby already.
That would have been a great weekend.
Vacation. I don't know. You just see her, like, I'm so proud to see how, like, my baby has grown. Like, well, mom, but was it yours?
Yeah, like, look what I did. It's like, oh, well. Yeah, because even then, you know, like, I know the difference is, yeah, she got people to
watch.
You know, like, people barely started paying attention to Cyborg, but it was Cyborg versus Gina Carano back
when was that? They just posed that shit with
2010, I think.
Oh my god!
And then Gina Carano, Julie Kesey first fight on TV, in Elite XC.
And
so it's like,
yeah. So it's like, yeah, that was the UFC, but other people did it before, you know.
And Gina Carano, Chris Cyborg, first time they let them do 5 rounds, I believe. Before it was all 3 rounds for women. Three minutes, sorry.
Yeah.
I don't know. She was just bothering me the other day.
She was just bothering me.
Sometimes that bitch just bothers me. I don't know. I hope that end of the year card's a banger. I think you put Gaethje and Connor on that card. You have to do you have to do a title fight. I don't think you can book it in time, but like if you do, it could be Tony, Connor, Gaethje, co-main, and then, you know, because then there's a story right there. All four of them are in this story right now.
Yeah.
And then we can figure out the next story for next year. You know what I mean? Like next year, this is what the story's going to be. It's going to be this person versus this person, this person versus this person.
Yeah.
Hmm. Better be a banger.
You know,
the only fight I'm looking forward to now is Masvidal Nate. That's my bonus fight of the year.
244.
Yeah, they get to headline it, and it gets to be an actual pay per view. I'm totally for it. I actually want to buy this one. You know, show a little bit of support. Just to show a little support for two guys that actually do want to see.
Like going down in New York.
See, that's the thing is, like, you know, you want to put all these interim fights out. Just put on the fights people want to fucking see, because I bet you that card does better than most of the cards that they've put on this whole year.
Yeah, because like you said, it's been just like those single fights per card that are like, oh, this is what I want to see.
Yeah.
Like, there's this whole lineup. You're like, oh. I don't know. I was actually, like I said, I've been out of the loop, so I haven't been paying too much attention to everything going on. I feel like that's happening to a lot of people. I feel like it's kind of, even when I went on trying to like, okay, let's see what's going on in the world, see what kind of news people have, what's going down, I couldn't find a lot of stuff, and it would be like the new shit, obviously, Cowboy and all that, but like, even like the say one reporter, you go like, oh, they'll have some stuff. And it's like, even they're just constantly talking about that same topic. Like, nobody, there's nothing. Like,
which is weird because I've seen a couple of people and I can't name them because I don't know their names. That a couple of people have been trying to start these pay for the product MMA sites with like stories on people, and like that's cool. I get it, but. Who's even paying to read about MMA right now?
Yeah.
When people who aren't even the free ones, you know, they're not really putting anything out. There's just so many people. I think when I was watching last night, they said this is like part of the. I think they're saying it's like 12 weeks straight of fights, weekends.
Oh shit.
Of fights.
Oh, yes. But that's crazy. You have to think how many fighters are on one card in 12 weeks. And then I'm sure they're going to double up on some weeks, right?
Well, some people get hurt, so you have to have replacements.
Replacements, but I'm saying there's still going to be, like, at least 1 or 2 weeks in all those where there's two fights that week, like a Friday and Saturday.
Maybe.
Thursday, you know, some kind of, especially more towards in December,
yeah.
Probably. Oh, crazy.
It's just so much that I, you know, you can't really invest anymore in people. Like, I can't remember the last time I watched an interview. And I used to watch them every single one all the time.
Yeah.
I've seen Errol Hawani interview so many people. And you just can't now. You can't be like, oh, I wonder what, you know, this video is about, because you have like 2 hours of videos. It's the same question.
Yes.
people are talking about the same shit over. I'm really surprised that, like, how much they're paying attention to boxing. Or maybe it's just really...
Fury won last night.
Yeah.
Garcia didn't get the fight.
Everybody was talking about that. I know, like, the cut and everything.
Those cuts were nasty on his eye.
Yeah, but I was just surprised. That cut was fucked up when he, like, rubbed his fucking glove across it. That's so dirty, because that thing was nasty. It looked like a whole nother eye. Like,
yeah.
The picture I saw was, like, oh, my God, I cannot. And then they said he had it for most of the fight. And it went, what, 12 rounds? Right?
They said we got him 12 rounds.
She's like, my God. So somebody was asking, like, so do they not usually call, you know, like an MMA certain cut? Like, you know,
they can.
They gotta call it, you know?
They definitely can.
But,
big boy.
Yeah. Then I remember that one picture of the ref with blood all in his shirt, and the guy had that big old cut. It's like, damn, he's going strong.
I think it's really more, it's definitely more frowned upon.
To stop a fight like
because
that?
Because even the Fury one, I kind of saw it, actually, just right now. And his body, but it didn't look like he was affecting his eye too much.
Right? It
so
was a
cool.
good cut, but it wasn't, like, bleeding out crazy ever that I saw.
He was obviously intelligent and defending himself and fighting this fight. So, you know, sometimes with these cuts, I don't even think that the UFC should call them.
Yeah.
It's also just different because the UFC is, I think it's just because like, you can incorporate elbows and knees and kicks, so it's like,
it could get really bad.
Yeah, the box is just hands. But like they totally could have called it if they wanted to. But I you don't really see too many boxing matches getting called for things.
Yeah. Well.
Yeah, Lomachenko won last week, the week before. Boxing is good right now. It's just, you know, I'll watch boxing. I'm just not like, I know this person, I love this, and I know names. I don't know the records.
Yeah.
I'll watch it. Because it was on that Tyson fight, Tyson Fury fight last night was on ESPN Plus.
Oh.
Yeah, you can watch them sometimes. And just, yeah. And you know what? I think one of the Sereno girls, Laura, you know those?
Oh, yeah.
One fought the one that fights Bellator.
Uh-huh.
Heather Hardy or something. They fought last night.
Oh, I saw Heather Hardy.
I think she fucked her up.
Yeah. Yeah, I saw her post.
But I like about Heather Hardy, she was like, yeah, but like, you know, it's worth the risk. Like, everything's worth the risk. She's like, I knew she was better than me, but like,
we're here to fight.
Yeah.
That's what they want, man. Clarissa Shields,
yeah.
Speaking of boxers, she's fighting in a few weeks. October 5th, she's going to be the main event on Showtime. Taking on Ivana, I don't know, for the WBO, WBC Diamond Belt in her hometown, too.
You know
what? Ticketmaster.
It's funny, it's like, I love Corey, and Corey, like, says hi to you and stuff on Twitter. But the other day, he grouped me in with me and someone else, and Clarissa Shields, and I was like, so random, Corey.
Like, what makes him pick?
Yeah.
I'm going to shout out for that one.
And Clarissa. Yeah, what's up, Corey? He's been talking again.
I know.
Yeah. I just thought that was funny. So,
And then I bring it up. But yeah. In 3 weeks, October 5th, close to show.
My best friend.
Get tickets at Ticketmaster. I love following her.
Mm-hmm.
Constantly training, doing some, taking pictures, videos, fighting.
She's a really good boxer.
And she loves it.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's what I love the most. You can tell she's like, I'm just trying to fuck shit up. You know, I'm trying to fight the best. It's like, yes.
Someone asked her something about MMA, and I think she said something that she might make maybe or something like that. I just think, like, if you're, don't maybe it, like, you got to start now.
If you're going to do it.
Your hands are great, but, like, with your jiu-jitsu is not nothing. You've probably never, like, rolled in your life.
You just got to get
people watching your matches, you know, like obviously they will pay attention to the boxing,
mm-hmm.
but it has to,
well, that's
they
what...
do go long rounds and, you know, like, so it has to be something exciting. And now's the chance that they're watching, you put yourself out there so that they're like, oh shit, that's right, there's the women boxers too. They don't all have to make that transition to MMA. They just need how to figure out how to bring the people to watch.
You know, the UFC or Zuffa, they've been wanting to do boxing too, you know?
Yeah.
And I actually think if Dana can, because he said he's going to do it. I think if he does it, I actually think he could be pretty successful if they can get the right people to come over to them. They have the platform. They have the eyes.
Yeah.
I think with a lot of boxing, there's a lot of corruption in boxing.
It's
and I think
so
that's true.
Old school and has been a certain way, you know, that mm-hmm. whole time, that it's hard for it to, like, make that switch into, like, nowadays. And
especially because some of the people are still involved in it. So it's like, I think there's legitimacy to the UFC when it comes to that. In the sense of, like, you never think the fights are fixed.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think you can be good for them and get someone like Chris Shields. We can even get Cyborg in that group. It's just boxing.
Yeah.
Just boxing. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You know, even with that, I would like to see a lot more of, like, the bigger girls making their way.
Again, it's not what these girls, these big girls, you know what it is? Mm-hmm. We don't like to work out.
Okay. I'm always like, yeah, like, I think a couple weeks ago I told Johnny I was gonna start fighting,
mm-hmm.
and then I see even just little training videos and I'm just like, but
yeah.
I don't really want to go to the gym and work that hard.
Yeah, that's the thing, because all these girls should be glad that I don't like to work out. Because, you know, I'll fuck some shit up if I like to work out.
Yeah, people think I'm playing when I say I need a maid coach. You know, like, when you would watch and they'd come into their house like, get up, let's go. I literally need somebody to drag me out because I'll set that alarm, like, 10 times and I'm like, maybe tomorrow. And then it won't happen ever. Maybe
but also, year. Like, don't come talk to me like that.
Don't you be coming over my space.
Trying to pull my naked body out the bed.
That's hilarious. So that's what I need, because I cannot. It's not. And every day, hours, people sweating.
Twice a day.
Sweating on you.
That shit doesn't bother me.
If
like, if the gym was downstairs, like, if I lived on top of the gym.
Oh, see?
I probably still wouldn't go.
I'll catch tonight and then miss it.
Oh, it's like, oh, okay, cool. Gonna go to the gym in like 15 minutes. Like, I'll just take a real quick nap. Just a little 5-minute nap. And then, like, 2 hours later, like, oh, I was gonna go to the gym, but I fell asleep.
Yeah.
And that's all. They don't like when you're late.
And unfortunately, I don't have that natural skill like John Jones where you don't have to go to the gym.
I do. So I don't even live. That's what the thing is.
So, yeah.
I don't know. Fighting's getting better again.
Hopefully.
And, yeah. But women-wise, there's, like, nothing happening.
Okay. Because you're not, like, just all over here.
You gotta excite me, man. It's sad that one of the last people to excite me is Ronda Rousey. And I didn't even really like her that much.
You are. Yeah, that's why I'm... I did, I didn't. It was love, hate. I would get excited for her. But at least she fucking went out there like, what, bitches?
Mm-hmm. And people get mad that she didn't. Oh, this dumb bitch. Misha Tate, right? Fucking, she was all on Twitter or whatever, like, oh, because Dana's gonna make a belt for Masvidal,
uh-huh.
Nate, the baddest motherfucker belt, right?
Okay.
This bitch is over here, like, it's gonna ruin the legitimacy of the belt if we keep we just give them all these like wrestling belts and like, try to make it like wrestling-ish.
This is putting in a random starting to make it more wrestling-ish.
And I was just like, but we know it's not a real belt. We know it doesn't mean anything except to those two people. Like
at that moment.
What are you talking about? Make it exciting. You want to give all these interim belts out, and we're like, oh, he doesn't deserve it. He doesn't deserve it. But these two guys do deserve the baddest motherfucker belt. Cool. Let's give them a belt. Do we think it gives them anything, any weight, any...
Creates an actual...
thing? Where
like, like
own division or something?
Yeah.
Where only people, like, I only want to fight for the baddest motherfucker belt. All right, no, I'm not going to go fight for the real belt. No, no, I don't want anything. No, like... It's not real, girl.
Who cares? It's nothing to get that serious about.
It's funny, if anything.
Yeah, it's like, think back in what?
Yeah, let us have some fun, Mr. T.
Just because you didn't get Noah.
You didn't get the baddest bitch belt. That's why you're mad.
Oh,
snap. You wouldn't even get close to being the baddest bitch belt anyway.
I'm not going to lie, all this talk made me miss Rhonda a little bit. Maybe just
I never miss Rhonda.
Maybe just the excitement that she brought with her.
I just want to see her at, like, UFC 300.
Fight Book MMA. BMS belt is real. Oh, my bad.
It's real because they're going to make it. But it's not, like...
it's what?
And it's legit. Like, those two are fighting.
That they are the baddest motherfuckers.
Yeah,
they
that's what I'm trying to say. But I'm saying when it comes to, like...
Can't just let anybody go.
The weight that it has, again,
yeah,
the actual belt is none. For some people, it's cool. Like, I'm sure someone like Cerrone would try to fight for that belt, the baddest motherfucker belt. There's certain people who are like, yeah, okay, they can fight for it. But it doesn't mean like it doesn't like if Masvidal wins, it doesn't make him better than you know, Whitaker. they're fighting.
Well, then. There are going to be fans who come back out with this, but he has the BMF belt, so that does put him up higher. Like, obviously, you know.
But as a joke.
Some will not be jokes.
Well, those people are weird.
They need to do something anyways.
To excite me?
Yes. And if...
Dude, the ultimate fighter, but for the baddest motherfucker belt. Like, get a whole bunch of shit fucks, put him in a house. Like, you know, oh, you want to be in the UFC, cool, but, like, let's get some room. Like, I just, there has to be some sort of excitement. Even as a joke, I'm in.
I think it is Dana's way of trying to just make sure it happens and give him we'll give you this belt.
Because he's,
listen,
Dana knows he's going to make so much money off that fight.
Uh-huh.
It's in New York.
But, that, like, even when I first seen it, I was like, oh, he's trying to make sure. He's like, come on, I'll give you a belt. Like, just make sure it happens.
Yeah, well, I don't know. It's happening, so that's cool. But, like,
yeah.
I'm just saying, don't be like, don't insult our intelligence to be like, all MMA fans are going to think it's real. In the sense of, like, legitimacy-wise. No, Misha Tate. Somebody's been hitting the head too much.
That is that motherfucker. Did we mention Dallas Cowboys won today?
Dallas Cowboys won this week, last week. They're going to win next week. And they're going to win in February.
I seen this video... Fearless Nina had put out and said, I know they need to train, but what the fuck is he doing? And there's a grown ass man training with like a kid, and he has his leg and his arm, and he goes like sweeps his leg from out from under him, but really does it like right here at the hip. So the kid flips, does a scorpion, and he flips his legs up back, but like lands on his face and his neck, like, like, oh my god, what the fuck is he? He did it hard too, and the kid fell straight on his face first. Into a scorpion. Like, what a dick. I'm so sure.
Fancy it. But yeah. That's all I got. What's the thing about?
I know this isn't MMA related, but did you see the table?
Mm-hmm.
About how they were talking about, like, California passed a bill allowing, like, student athletes to have endorsements. And he was saying that, like, when they allow that to happen, it kind of makes the person more about for themselves and what they can get, you know, as an individual athlete, rather than that team sphere of like, no, I don't need that. This is my team, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Some people, of course, are like, what the fuck? Like, you know, the guy was like, we didn't have our parents sending us home care packages and shit like that to get by and mm-hmm. allowances. We couldn't even eat if the cafeteria was closed, basically.
Mm-hmm.
Like, back off. And I was just like, does it, how do you feel about them allowing the college athletes to have that type, you know, to make that money? Because before it was like, if you took anything from anybody, right, like, you get in trouble, you be,
yeah, all your the games you were in counted losses. Now, I'm all for it. They make so much money off these kids. Like, the NCAA makes so much money off student athletes. And they get all of it. All of it.
Yeah, kids, they don't get paid.
The NCAA doesn't pay. Yeah. No, the schools pay. You know, you have to pay, like when you're in high school, you know, you fundraise or whatever.
Yeah, for your uniform and travel.
Yeah. And obviously, these big schools, they have money because they have money. But, like, if you're going to make money off of them, they deserve to get paid. Or they deserve to make their own money, like you're saying, with sponsorships, right?
Yeah, endorsements.
And I think if Tim Tebow thinks these kids aren't playing for themselves, he's wrong. Because they're all playing to get into the NFL. They're, you know what I mean? They're
yeah.
all playing to be the better person on the team.
I don't think any of them didn't take the offers because it was team spirit. They didn't take the offers because they knew they'd get in trouble.
Yeah.
Right? Like, you're all, damn, that card does look nice, though.
My thing is this, though. It's like, yeah, Tim doesn't get to talk because, as far as I'm concerned, he grew up rich, right? So he's rich. He doesn't know what he's talking about.
What it's like.
Yeah, he doesn't know what it's like. And especially someone who is as pampered as him. Because even if he was, even if Tim Tebow did come into school poor because of who he was on the team, the quarterback, the winning quarterback, you
uh-huh.
know, he's getting everything for free. People will buy you food. You don't have to pay for nothing anyway. You don't have to pay for drinks. You don't have to pay to party. People will do your homework. You don't even have homework.
Right.
Like, so you don't even know, even if you came in.
Yeah, I don't know. I just think that the athletes that are going to that level playing college and, like, trying to make it, there's a goal
mm-hmm.
regardless. And it's not like, like you said, it's individually. Like, I'm not just doing this for you guys. Like, I'm
yeah.
trying to make it.
Yeah, I'm not playing. Like, I didn't play football to play for UCLA. I'm playing football, and I'm using UCLA to get me somewhere else.
Yeah.
But I'm not. I didn't do this for UCLA.
So think like it's going
to
take
UCLA
away
to
from
make
it?
Money off of me and not pay me. Especially because when you get into college, they're all adults now. They're not. You're not talking about not paying little kids. You're talking about not paying adults.
I think a lot of time out of their practices and traveling and games and, you know, like, should not get paid to put that much time
mm-hmm.
into something, especially when we're in college,
mm-hmm.
you know? So, yeah, I don't know. It is crazy. And he was talking about, like, oh, that's why the fields are so much more bigger and more, you know, exciting and stuff like that. So, like, I don't think that's going to change anything.
No. There's a lot of booster clubs in football. There's a lot of places where football rules.
Yes.
And they're not running out of things. They just built one somewhere that they're. These fucking football locker rooms are so nice. Some of these.
Yeah.
The stuff that they have are so advanced. You know, like, the map's cool, but the money's going to be there. Especially you're those top schools, you're in Alabama, Florida's, or LSU, you know, UCLA, I was just reading about, can't even give away tickets right now because they suck so bad. They're
people
giving
don't, yeah.
away tickets and
oh.
nobody came. They gave out like 50,000 free tickets and
oh my
nobody
God.
Came.
pencils and shit.
If I was MMA with them, they should get paid just how amateur fighters get paid, like, to build them. I think the only reason that it's a little bit that way is because it's MMA, like, is a sport. No one person, not a single one. So, one person is getting all of that benefit from the fun. So, one person on the team does the team and gets shit. They're not going to get paid off what one person getting picked up to the sponsor of the company. So, I think that's where it brings.
I don't know how.
I guess you get nothing. And if you go on the ticket sales, then you've got like, oh, they can even get $50 to go into the QA game, or I'll just flip that.
When? When is that?
Like,
you know,
you gotta bring it in. You gotta make
it. Like, listen, I don't mean to get this man where I watch sports basketball, but I'm going to. Oh, but either way, like, those South schools sell out their yeah, but they sell out every single time
football. The stadium is making money, selling food, they're selling clothes.
Yeah.
And I just think that they should get a piece.
Because the piece, they're there.
For a reason to watch these kids play.
Yeah.
They should, at the very least, they need to work out something so these kids eat for free.
Yeah, something, right?
Because they shouldn't have to be worrying about where their next meal is coming from. Especially when they represent your school.
That's what I'm saying. They put a lot of time into representing the school and being there for these games and traveling and practices. And that's while keeping a certain GPA because they're in school.
And that's also while doing community service because of all the stuff they make them do.
And they got to work because you ain't paying them. They're paying to go to school. They're paying to play the sport. And now they got to pay to keep it going in between.
And a lot of these kids come from poor bathrooms. You can't expect them to all have money to eat. And you have.
If you're telling them that, oh, you need some breakfast, we're going to keep, you know, like, you can get the best care
if you're in the locker room. But once you step out of this locker room, like, don't give a shit about you.
Fend for yourself. But
come in the locker room.
Do you have practice for
like,
I think that with as much money as some of these schools make, you have to pay these kids. They're adults. They're not kids. They're adults. And they're doing jobs. They're doing jobs too.
You don't say, oh, we're paying you in school, but are you? Do you really pay them in academics?
When they don't really even, like,
when the, all this stuff's coming out and you see, like, the homework that they get or the tests that they get, what are you really doing for them?
And bring back the damn game.
NCAA.
PS4.
All that shit. They took it away because the kids wanted to sue for the reason that, like, you know, using them. And NCAA. College football is one of the biggest games.
Okay, see, and that takes it to a whole other level because you forget that they're actually selling merchandise that has these kids because they're the ones fucking.
What about all these bowls at the end of the year? You know, the Sunrise Bowl, the Rose Bowl, but, like, the Tostitos Bowl. Tostitos has to pay a lot of money to make that bowl happen. Where is that money?
Okay. And stuff like that. Okay, maybe not all year, but you make it to a bowl or something.
Yeah.
Sure.
Yeah.
So that's bonus money.
Starts paying off.
Yeah.
Oh, I hear there's a bunch of documentaries or things you can find out where this money's going.
Yeah.
Money's going to these kids. And I just think that with as much money as they generate to say that it can't afford to pay them, it's like, why? What else are you taking the money for?
Yeah.
But again, I think with football, I don't think you have to go to college to play in the NFL.
I don't think
you're not going to be good because you know
it's
different.
It's definitely a high.
But like
level.
With basketball, you have to do 1 year of college or overseas play before you can get an NBA.
Right.
different thing. There's rules.
Okay.
So I think there were five.
Oh yeah. I didn't see how resources. I would think as a rather than like an individual person.
I, it's like, yeah, you know, it's a team sport, but it is an individual thing. Even in the NFL, you know, like, there's only so many spots for someone to play QB in a Doritos commercial.
Yeah.
You know? So it's just like, it is an individual sport in that way.
If you're making money on somebody, you have to take care of something, you know? This is just right. So we're not out.
Yeah. And, they already found a replacement for...
Can break her head.
Oh,
hell no. I'll hit that bitch on the roof. She ain't fucking me up.
Oh, dang. Vanessa Mello, her UFC debut, 10-5. This one was 5-8. She's going to take on Irene Aldana.
Where's my ding ding?
Mexico City?
Yeah, that's the idea versus what you've seen, and that's a fun fight.
Yeah. Like, that's not how I feel.
Mm-hmm.
Ever. And I'm always there, like, but I feel like getting to this.
No.
I think it's really crazy when you learn on the boxing. Yeah.
It's harsh to watch.
Even just on the game,
we love soccer kicks. See, I can do soccer kicks, so.
I mean, I don't want to be soccer kicks, but I'll fucking
soccer kick the
shit.
Yeah, no. To see that stuff, so like the bare knuckle, once. I can't even imagine, like, what happened where his face got like that. Like, it was so bad. Like, it looked like it hurt so bad.
Fucking fist, Vanessa?
No, but, like, how many times he got hit with bare knuckles or right in that same spot for it to, like...
You know what's weird is, like, you bring up bare knuckle boxing, and the thing that, like, makes me, more is how your hands would feel.
Well, yeah, that because it's to protect you too, right?
Yeah.
So, like, that
I'm saying, like, somebody, you know, getting hit sucks, right? But it's kind of like, I wouldn't want to hit somebody there not
that many times. Over, yeah, in their.
I mean, I'll do it in the streets, you know, some of the play, but
different.
Like.
But when you got to go rounds,
because, you know, like, street fights,
by the time you actually get in and hit them, like, it's not lasting that long. You know, it seems like forever, there's like 30
no,
seconds.
But you had to take a break and go back in.
That's what I'm saying. These are rounds. You don't get to get out until.
Because my fight, one second is done. I just hit them one time.
So,
they
would you be able
night.
To last, is what I'm saying.
Oh, absolutely. I haven't worked out in a year.
I guess, Marion, we're now.
And I'll still be that ass, son. I'm still win, trust me. Cyborg could get some. Gabby Garcia could come get some.
Girl.
I don't travel. I don't got a passport. I ain't going to Japan.
But I love how, like, the travel was literally, like, everybody in Huntington Beach, come get some.
That's what I'm saying. This is Chinatown right here. Right here.
That's funny.
Hey, anyways, when it looks, the girls that Gabby Garcia fight look like me, like look like someone who's like,
oh,
I can totally do that.
It's so true.
Mm-hmm. That's what I'm saying. Let's go, fighter, for the money.
So I just don't understand. There has to be more girls out there.
Careful, careful, because Sabrina's gonna win. Okay, don't be like, oh, we just got this girl off the couch. Yeah, I might have just came off the couch. So I'm about to embarrass Gabby Garcia.
Oh, shit.
Oh, man. Mm-hmm.
Football. Woo!
Excuse me. That's all I got. That's all I got.
What?
I am 100% serious about fighting Gabby Garcia, though. I just don't travel to places that don't serve spaghetti. So
I don't understand with Gabby Garcia how, like, those are always what her opponents look like. Even
like
if they were to put her up against girls who are smaller than her but have been training for a long
if
time.
If I was Kayla Harrison, after this, I'd be like, I want to go beat up Gabby Garcia in Japan.
Yeah.
Just for the money. And just be like, hey, Cyborg, look, I'm coming for you. I'll even come beat up your friend.
I'm not trying to say that she can't fight, but I just feel like we don't know because of who they put her up against. It's like,
that's
obviously
true.
She comes in like, mosh.
That's true, because I kind of seen her struggle against someone who she shouldn't have struggled against. And
that's what I'm saying. When she's actually put into a position where
and
she's challenged.
I would actually put $5, because I don't care about PSL that much, on the fact that Sarah Kaufman wins the whole thing. I'll put $5 on Sarah Kaufman.
That would be awesome.
Because that's who's gonna be at the end. Sarah Kaufman is going to fight Kayla Harrison for the $1 million. And
I hope she wins. That would be so cool.
Yeah. I call Sarah Kaufman on that one. That's all I got.
Well, there's some more football to enjoy there.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I don't know about enjoy, but watch.
Watch the best place.
Yeah.
Well, thank you, sister.
Mm-hmm. Always nice. Shout out to our sponsors, Native Bros Meal Prepping, Sofalicious, Fighter Alias, Fightbook MMA. Don't forget, you can go on Fightbook MMA and listen to the show while you're surfing their site. Sofalicious.com. Check them out. Amazing soap. I need to stock up, like, something for everybody who's in. Seriously, the best soap I've ever had in my life. You can go. They have sample sets. You can try the different ones. Definitely worth it. Smells amazing. Handmade. Love it.
And if MMA wants to stay popping, we'll keep putting out these shows. So
yeah, we're trying to get into it, but we need people to get us into it. We got to work with us. But either way, we'll be coming out with some other stuff. So, maybe not all MMA, but little bit of everything. Again, thank you guys for joining us. Hope you have an amazing Sunday, and hopefully we'll be back soon. Take care.